Politicians and environmentalists met at the banks of the Farmington River Monday to call for more federal action to regulate a band of toxic chemicals. As Connecticut Public Radio's Kindred Gaynor reports, the call comes following two high-profile accidents at Bradley International Airport.
An accident at a private aircraft hangar in June sent thousands of gallons of contaminated water into the Farmington River. That water contained PFAS, a family of chemicals linked to immune system problems and cancer. A second incident involving the chemicals happened this month when a B-17 crashed at Bradley, killing seven people. PFAS was used to fight the crash fire. Windsor Mayor Donald Trinks says there is still a lack of clarity about the long-term impacts of chemicals.
We don't know what's in our everyday lives with this. And if I sound frustrated, I apologize, but I am. We've been host to two chemical spills.
The FAA requires PFAS foam on hand to fight fires just like the one in October. At a press conference with Trinks, Senator Richard Blumenthal urged the federal government to follow the lead of other countries that have phased out the use of these chemicals. He says the FAA needs to offer more choices. But earlier this year, the FAA said that alternative foams are not as good for fighting fires. Kendra Gaynor, Connecticut Public Radio.